Welcome to the Daryl Perry Podcast. We are going to talk about expressing emotions. And this is one of those things as the podcast moves forward, this is going to be one of the topics that we touch on a lot. Earlier in the week, we talked about how men's mental health is going to be a main focus, and expressing emotions comes right off of that. This is something that when I talk to guys that are kind of in my age bracket especially, we just don't do a really good job of this. And it wasn't like we just growing up in the late 80s and 90s, it just wasn't talked about. You pretty much just push things down. And, in the house I grew up in, it wasn't necessarily discouraged to express your emotions. It just wasn't talked about. And it just wasn't like, you know, I've talked about this, like my dad, is amazing. I know that my dad loves me very much. Never expressed it in a way, like anything as far as like, it's funny, if you try to hug him to this day, he'll like kind of scoot out of the way. So like, you know, but like it wasn't like a direct opposition to expressing emotions. It just wasn't talked about. And then just kind of the environment that we were all kind of in, you just didn't express it. Like you really didn't. You didn't get into your feelings. You didn't really like, you know, didn't really sit with things. Which, by the way, we have three parts to this. We have expressing your emotions, which is basically like, how are you getting them out? So that's like, you know, communicating. But it isn't just communicating. So it's not just like talking and writing things down. It really could be any way that you're, getting your emotions out. I mean, when you're, like if you've got a hobby, like if you like to put together puzzles, or if you craft, or even your workouts, you know, that's a way of expressing your emotions. So that's one part of it, is expressing. Another part is being able to just sit in your emotions and feel them. And that's something that's, well, I'll come back to it. So there's sitting in your, there's expressing your emotions, there's sitting in them, and then there's putting them to the side. And, I really think we have to do all three. Again, you're never going to confuse me for any type of qualified medical professional when we talk about this stuff. This is just, my opinion from personal experience and conversations that I've had and things like that. So, but I'll tell you, I've personally found actually expressing emotions once I have them is not as difficult for me, but sitting in them and feeling them is. And that's something where when you first do it, especially if you're somebody that has had a lot of distractions, we all have distractions, right? Like our day-to-days are primed. Like there's just ripe with distractions. There's tons of stuff that you can do to kind of, you know, just basically put your, just kind of drown things out in the noise, right? So, you know, but like when you actually get into a place where you can feel your emotions, and what really started to do this for me was like when I would start doing walks outside, because I don't, when I do my workouts and stuff, I typically have headphones on. When I'm outside walking, I do not. I'm just like, I'm, you know, listening to whatever's going on around me, and really just trying to get into my own thoughts. And I'll tell you, and I have a lot of time when I'm, you know, when I'm a lot of times when I'm driving, I'm in my thoughts. And just a lot of times when I'm like thinking, I don't have the best sleeping habits. So like a lot of times I'm up and I'm just thinking. It's definitely, well, when I say, and I'll get specific, I probably get maybe 6 hours of sleep every night right now. That's kind of where I'm at with it. But I spend a lot of time in my thoughts. Now, the thing is at first, that's a very, it's a very intense thing to like sit with your emotions. And you'll sit with the emotions of present day, and then you'll start working back. And I mean, there are things that as you do this, if you really start to kind of get in to what it is that you've gone through and different experiences throughout your life, like there are some pretty, there's going to be some things that you uncover that just maybe you forgot about, or, you know, just it comes back to you. Now you have the whole thing of like perception versus reality, and we're all looking at things through our perception. All that. I'm not going to get into that, but like, you know, like you uncover these things and you're just sitting there with them. So the thing is, I think by and large, again, because of the world that we live in and things move at such a fast pace and it's so noisy, it's very easy to just drown things out and ignore your emotions. So anything that you don't want to deal with emotionally, you can distract yourself. You know, it's definitely something where, you know, it's easy to do. But at the same time, when we're talking about your emotions, you can't sit in them all the time. Because if you are just deep into your own thoughts, into your feelings, into all this stuff all the time, I think you have to then move to one of the other two things, which is expressing them, getting them out, you know, talking about them. If you're like I'm working with a therapist, and you know, I talk to her. We're doing weekly now for half hour, then we're going to move to an hour every other week. Pretty cool that we're going from virtual to in person. I'm pretty stoked about that. But you know, like there's that, there's having, we talked in the previous episode about having, you know, your inner circle of, you know, people that are close to you, you know, your friends, you know, maybe a significant other, a spouse, you know, people that you, that like know you and can, you know, and do know, like, you know, you as a person. You know, it's important to express your feelings and what you're going through and your emotions to them. I am adamantly against all this stuff that you see online where they glamorize the toughness of people that just bottle things up and like leave it there. And, you know, they handle everything themselves. And it's just, it's like poison. You take these negative emotions that we all have. Okay. Like we all have, you know, negative thoughts, negative feelings. We've all had shit happen to us, right? And like that stuff sticks with you, but you got to figure out a way to deal with it. And part of it is like figuring out a way to like get it out. So, you know, this whole thing, I mean, man, we talk about, God, it is not a sign of strength to try to do everything on your own. It's just not. It will catch up to you. And, you know, if you've made it to this point, I, and that's how you've been, that's awesome. I would say that you should consider yourself lucky. And I think you should find some, you know, some outlets to express this stuff. So I wanted to talk about expressing and then sitting in your emotions and then expressing a little bit more before we got to the other part here, which is putting the emotions to the side, putting them in the box and not dealing with them at the moment. You got to do it at times. But the reason I wanted to talk about this one third is because I feel like putting emotions to the side and coming back to them later could very easily be confused with, oh yeah, I'll just push my emotions down or I won't deal with them. I'm just like, I'm tough. I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to express this. I'm going to suck it up and just push through. It's not what that is. It's not what this is. That's the way to bottle things up. That's the way where you've got this pressure building and building and building and eventually going to explode. What this is saying, okay, I sit in my thoughts, I figure out way, you know, my feelings, my emotions, and I figure out ways to express them. Okay. But there are times like I have to put this stuff to the side, and that's where you compartmentalize. So, but I mean, this is so much of mental health, I think, comes back to our emotions and like, how do we handle them? How do we deal with them? So expressing is one part, but we also went over sitting with your emotions, sitting in your emotions, and then also being able to put them to the side. So any thoughts that you have on this, definitely you can let me know. If you love this episode, you want to share it with somebody, please do. You can just either copy the link on from whichever platform you're listening on, whether that's iTunes, whether that's Spotify. If you do share this on Instagram, make sure that you tag me on there. I am at Daryl T. Perry. That is DarylTPerry. On Instagram. If you're on TikTok, I'm at Daryl Perry on there. Same with Twitter. So yeah, that's where I'm at. But yeah, any thoughts that you have on the episode, please let me know. And as always, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.